This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Well, among all the bad news, there is a small bright spot in the economy. Maybe you've noticed that gas prices are lower now. The average price for a gallon of gas is now $3.48, down from this summer's record high of $4.11 a gallon. Gas prices are lower because oil is now lower. Paul Taylor, economist at the National Automobile Dealers Association, is here now to explain this. And why are oil prices falling?
Oil prices are falling because world demand is decreasing in relation to the supply worldwide. It's good news.
Good news for who?
Consumers who are about to go into the heating oil season in the Midwest and on the Eastern Seaboard, and that's going to help reduce household costs not only to fill your car to go to work, but also to heat your home this winter.
So there has been quite a substantial drop in gas prices since this summer, and yet it doesn't seem to be affecting consumer behavior. Why not?
Consumers are concerned about the evaporation of their home equity that has occurred as the real estate market is corrected, and that will discourage consumers from making the commitment to things like a new car loan.
So you are with the National Automobile Dealers Association. Is this fall in gas prices good news for automobile dealers?
It certainly is, and it helps in two ways. It helps consumers decide to look at a broader range of vehicles. It also helps the trade-in value of larger sedans and SUVs, which have fallen in value as gas prices rose.
Hasn't the industry decided to go with R&D developing smaller cars, more gas-efficient cars, and now they'd have to sort of shift their perspective and that could be difficult?
They have, and in fact, consumers have been moving to more modestly sized vehicles for several years now, including the switch from SUVs to the crossover utility vehicles, often based on car platforms. And that process has actually been interrupted by high gas prices and the fall in value of trade-ins because people simply can't afford to trade an SUV that's lost $1,600 to $2,000 in value in on a more economical vehicle. So that's one of the causes of slower car sales.
You know, this kind of seems like a cloud with a silver lining or a silver lining with a cloud. I don't know which, because you're saying that oil prices falling, that's good news for the consumer because it means lower gas prices. But doesn't it overall mean problems in the overall economy? There's just not enough demand for goods, and therefore businesses are hurting and might have to lay off workers.
Part of this is the slowing of the economy. It would be better if we suddenly found and could instantly produce a lot more oil and built a few refineries in this country and had greater supplies of gasoline. But it is useful in that it takes away concerns about inflation, and that is going to be important because the Federal Reserve will be able to respond to the slowness of the economy because of less fear of inflation. So we have a dark cloud of slowing economic activity, but it really is helpful for household finances.
Paul Taylor is an economist at the National Automobile Dealers Association. Thank you.
Good to be with you.